It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly with you. Vanderbilt opens up its season on Saturday against Austin Peay at First Bank Stadium, and we are now thrilled to be joined on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vanderbilt senior wide receiver, Junior Sherrill. Junior, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you on the show. I know it's crazy to say that the opener is 3 days away, but what's the excitement level among the team, the coaching staff, everybody, as you guys get ready to start a new season?
Oh, yeah, everybody's ready. Everybody's, excited as they can be. Everybody's feeling healthy, playing fast right now, moving well. We're just ready to execute Saturday.
For you, you've taken a step forward statistically every single season. You've been at Vanderbilt. The team has taken a step forward. What's been your focus during the offseason and through fall camp to make sure that you can take it to another level in your senior season?
Yeah, ultimately just being the best teammate I can be and the best person I can be with the ball in my hand. Whatever the team needs from me, that's all I'm going to have to do. Taking on this bigger role this year, you know, we had two guys leave that were major guys in this program, Diego Pavia and Eli Stowers. So me just taking on and contribute to that is one thing I've been focusing on really good.
Hey, Junior, you know, when you look at last year's offense, I don't know if enough people talk about what a big play offense that it was, whether it be you or Eli or Cole Spence or the guys you have in the backfield. Your yards per catch or yards per carry were really, really high. I think you guys were up over 15 yards per catch for most of you. Do you think you guys can be that explosive of an offense again?
Oh, yeah. We have two dynamic quarterbacks that are really good and have a really good arm. So I said, even this year, I think we can have even more opportunity to increase the average.
And when you look at the guys up front, they're the ones who got it all started. You got four new ones up there. You know, are they going to give you the time to make those plays down the field?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, 100%. I believe what Coach K has in store for them. They trust them. I trust them. I trust Coach K with everything, you know, one of the greatest. So I feel like we have a lot of time on whatever we need to do.
We're talking with Vanderbilt wide receiver Junior Sherrill. Junior, you mentioned two dynamic quarterbacks. The competition has gone on throughout fall camp. Blaze going to get the start on Saturday. Does it change anything for you as wide receivers when you have two different quarterbacks there and trying to learn what both of them like and where they expect you to be?
Not really. You know, that's why we had the offseason for, you know, over the offseason. I've been with them both heavy. You know, just getting them down, getting the chemistry with both of those guys. And ultimately, getting a relationship down, just know what past time and where they want me at, where I want them at, like all type of stuff. So right now, I feel like we're in a good spot. We're both quarterbacks.
For you personally, Junior, being a local here to Nashville, how much has it meant to you to be part of the growth of this program? Your first year, the team goes 2-10. Last year, you go 10-2. What has it meant to you to be a part of the ascension of the Vanderbilt football program?
Wow, it means a lot to me, you know, being from Nashville, just seeing the growth, not just from the team or Vanderbilt Rise, not for the program, but like just Nashville in general. You know, now you see a lot of Nashville stuff rather than Tennessee. Like anywhere you go, you can see Vanderbilt things, like anywhere. So just seeing how all the community is coming out to the game and pouring out and giving their all to the games and to the fans and stuff like that, man, it's just crazy to see.
Junior, I got two questions left for you. But number one, and this is I know personal goals usually are reflected by team success. But individually, when you look at your career at Vanderbilt and you start comparing it to the Earl Bennett's and the Jordan Matthews, do you want to be able to say when you walk out the door that you were the best receiver ever at Vanderbilt?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, like, I feel like as a competitor, that's something that you always want. And that's on your mind. But ultimately, I want to do what's best for the team and what I got to do for the team. So if that's best receiver in Vanderbilt Nation, I'm going to shoot for it.
And piggybacking off of what Jake just asked you about, you know, for anybody who hasn't been down to the Vanderbilt campus, you know, if you think it's the same old Vanderbilt and the results are going to be the same old Vanderbilt, I would say go and look at the facilities. As someone who grew up here and knew what those facilities looked like 5 and 6 years ago, do you pinch yourself when you look at what you're playing and practicing and holing up in every day there now?
Absolutely, no. So when I was growing up and coming to the games and just seeing it now, it looks totally different. You know, we have newer facilities. We have newer, even like the field and the turf. Like, and when we did the renovation to the stadium, it looks like new Vanderbilt for real now, you know. So, man, it's just, I'm just blessed to be a part of this and blessed to be have people with me along the journey.
Last one for you, Junior. Big game coming up Saturday to start the season against Austin Peay. What's been the focus getting ready for the Governors to try and start the season on the right foot?
You know, we always respect our opponent. You know, Austin Peay is a great opponent. Play very hard, you know, chip on the shoulder program. But ultimately, we're going to be thinking about us and just focus on us and playing Vanderbilt football the whole way.
Junior, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Wishing you the best of luck this season and hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Junior Sherrill, Vanderbilt wide receiver, joining us. And again, we're going to have Vanderbilt players throughout the season on Wednesdays, at least as of right now, so excited for that. Junior, really a big part of the ascension of that Vanderbilt offense that I think Corey flies under the radar a little bit. With Diego Pavia and Eli Stowers, you don't really talk about Junior Sherrill, and Cedric Alexander probably falls into this category too. But you look at the stats for Junior Sherrill last year, he was a really good player, nearly 800 yards, 7 touchdowns. He was a really large part of this team being, like you said, so explosive in the passing game last season.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And when you look at Cole Spence, he was supposed to be the guy at tight end. But, of course, Eli Stowers came in and showed he was a high draft pick in the NFL. I still think Cole Spence is probably an NFL player. And so, you know, he can offer that. And you didn't bring up M.K. Wright, who averages a touchdown every four times. I'm sorry, M.K. Young, who averages a touchdown every four times he touches the ball. I mean, so he was explosive. And a lot of that comes down to the offensive line and open up the types of holes that they opened up last year. But they still have guys, and there are new guys that they have brought in as well. But they've got some guys coming back who are capable of the big play. And again, I stress, this was a big play offense last year. This was not a grinded out or just, look, I know Diego Pavia was responsible for a ton of it, but he had guys make plays for him. And that was also part of it.
And Junior did mention that they did lose a decent amount on the offensive side. Diego Pavia, Eli Stowers, a lot on the offensive line. We were just talking about Louisville coming here to Nashville. Trey Richardson transfers to go play for the Cardinals. So he is going to be asked to do a lot more this year, but you do add some players around him, transfers, Cole Adams, Ja'Cory Thomas. Bryson Coleman has moved from tight end to wide receiver. So it's going to be a new look Vanderbilt offense, especially with the different weapons they're using, but Sherrill should be the focal point of the passing game for Berlewitz, Curtis, whoever's out there under center.
Yeah, and like I said, if he has the type of season we think we're gonna he's gonna have, he'll go down probably as the best ever there.
Yeah, let me look at the Vanderbilt record books because I do want to see how close he is in some of those things. Because again, I think he flies under the radar, but he has well over 1,500 yards in his career at Vanderbilt. I'd love to know how close he is to some of the records that have been set by, I mean, some of the guys you mentioned, of course, Earl Bennett, Jordan Matthews, some of the great wide receivers throughout Commodore history.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a good football player and one we've seen around here for a long time, and I expect him to be pushing 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah, let me see if I can find this history book, because I would love to see maybe this is something I have to do during the break, but I do want to know where he ranks, because I remember all of last year going through the records that Diego Pavia was breaking week in and week out. Some of these, you don't even realize how close they are until they actually get there, right? Like, it's like you may say, oh, Junior Sherrill, he's not in that conversation. But then you look at the stats and you say, oh, man, he's a lot closer than I thought.
Yeah. No, that's what I said. I'm not just pulling that one out of the hat. I've read about some of this stuff before about how close he is to, you know, being one of those guys at Vanderbilt. And, you know, the team is now good enough to help him get there as well. And so it'll be, you know, everybody's going to know he's coming this year. He's, you know, last year, you know, of course you had to worry about Stowers and keep an eye on Pavia. And Pavia, the other thing is, Pavia threw the deep ball pretty darn well, and gave his guys a chance to make plays down the field for him. And that's what these two younger guys or new guys are going to have to do with this offense.
Yeah, it's funny. I opened up the fact book, Junior Sherrill on the cover of the fact book this year for Vanderbilt. He is just outside the top 10 in career receiving yards. So he should enter the top 10 pretty early on. He's not going to catch Jordan Matthews, though. I always forget how productive Jordan Matthews was. In his career, 262 catches for 3,759 yards and 24 touchdowns. Yeah. Those are some pretty ridiculous numbers for Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, he's not going to get there.
No, he is not. But I think there's a looking... He's one touchdown away from entering the top 10 in career touchdown catches, so he'll do that. He'll be top 10 in receiving yards. I'd have to look at receptions, but I assume he'll be there. But so he should be top 10 across all of the major receiving statistics. Again, maybe best ever could be a stretch, but I think one of the top 10, top five is definitely in the conversation.
Where did Jordan go in the draft? Do we remember that?
Let's see.
Was he like third round or something?
He's coaching around here now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's around the program. You see him at games.
He was 42nd overall, second round pick in 2014.
Okay, second overall. And Earl, was Earl third round then with the Bears?
Let's see.
They're the two best that I remember here.
Earl was a third-round pick, 70th overall. So I think there are a few decent
– and I think
there are a few decent NFL draft
picks. I think
Junior
can be in that conversation.
Yeah, right. Like Sherrill, I think Martell Hite is going to get some NFL looks just because of the versatility that he brings, the athleticism. I think Sherrill ceiling – could be, if he puts up big numbers this year, I think he could be a day two draft pick next spring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially if for his career, he's a 14.5 yards per catch guy. So he's a guy who's made plays, you know, down the field. Now, obviously, you know, when he goes to the combine, what's he do there? That's all going to matter. But if, you know, he has another 50, 60 catch season for over 800 yards, he's going to put himself in position to play on Sundays.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Big thanks to Junior Sherrill for joining us this segment. We've got one more segment left on the show. We will wrap things up after this. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.